Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis. And on today's program, I am going to be focusing on something that is really very, very critical, but not in a serious way. It's critical in that we can create for ourselves a ground within which to truly blossom who we are. And that ground of being is rooted in joyfulness. Yeah, joy. Joy is the thing. Joy is the connection, the feeling of being connected to your own source power, being connected to the Most High, being connected to that which you truly are. And there are certain things that we can do to open up that space for joy to occur in our lives. And one of them, of course, is to be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind in all things, in all ways, and under every single circumstance. Because truly, it is only our own behavior, our own thinking patterns, our own programming that puts us in a position where we are disenfranchised from that flow of energy, of joy that is very, very natural to us as human beings. This is the energy, this is the space, this is the way of being from the very beginning, from the source, from our first birth into this reality. We came into this reality with an excitement for experience, with a sense of wonder and curiosity. That describes us, of course, as infants, but it also describes all of humanity. We came into this reality with the idea that we were going to expand ourselves, we were going to learn, we were going to create, and we were going to bask in that process with a sense of joy and purpose. And whatever we might consider to be our work on this plane of existence, whatever we might consider to be our calling within this plane of existence, a lot of that has to do with the space-time in which we have found ourselves, in which we have been born. It has to do with the state and condition of this reality, of this world, of this existence. We may have come here at this time and may have come many times in order to bring forth, create something, correct something that is within this reality. But very often we get lost from that that calling. We get lost from that purpose because we find ourselves sinking into the muck and mire of this reality. This is a reality that has become a place of great challenge and has become a place of extreme conflict and controversy and suffering. And this is real. This is something that we experience and that we witness. What I'm speaking of in terms of joy is not to dismiss what's happening in the world, but to rather tap into the fountain that flows within. In the beginning of the conquering of these lands that we call America, we had explorers coming into this field, this ground, this continent, looking for salvation, looking for the fountain of youth, looking for wealth and gold, and looking for all these things on the material realm. And the truth is that the Aboriginal people of these lands did have a real wealth, but that wealth was founded inside their being. Of course, this is essentially true of our entire human system. The first humans created on this planet existed within a connection, a direct connection to that fountain of joy. And I'm clear at this point that this is the first endeavor that we can do in our current life, in our current existence, is to plug back in to that fountain of joy. And it's important to realize that joy is not the same thing as happiness. Joy is something that occurs within and of itself. It has no cause. It has no cause, certainly within this world. It's something that flows through us and can flow out into the world. It can flow into our body experience. It can flow into our relationships. And it can flow through the workings of our mission, of our calling, whatever it is that we are here to engage in, to engage with. Our joy is something that's born in the realm of invisibility, in the realm of pre-existence, in the realm of the divine world, in the realm of the prime creator, the source creator. It is an expression of love. It is an expression of being, and it is the way of being. So one might ask, what is this joy, and how do we attain it? Well, we don't, actually. We reveal it. And that is really the way to think of it. It's in terms of revealing it, in terms of uncovering, excavating, to find that fountain that flows from the core of your natural being, from the core of your spiritual being, and from the core of your quantum being. So it is the actual flow of that life force which we experience and call joy. So with this in mind, I want to begin to explore how we go about creating this excavation. How do we go about uncovering this natural aspect, this natural facet, this diamond, this sun of joyfulness that exists in every single one of us? We are the ones who are empowered to make this difference, to be able to open up this window and let this joyfulness shine through. I have been very blessed, I would say, to have been able to find my way to this fountain of joyfulness accidentally, really as a consequence of my own self-searching, of my own journeying within the world, within the different experiences, being in different kinds of relationships, and have come ultimately to realize that there is no true satisfaction that can be found in the world. We have experience, yes, indeed. We grow, we learn, we love, we get angry, we have all of our emotions, but really everything that is gained through those experiences in the world are really being absorbed into the inner realm, being absorbed into the expanded realms, and that learning, that experience is processed into the cultivation of our soul, of our fullness of being. And the way that we as beings or entities in the world is nourished by the soul is through this joyfulness. This experiential love is how I would describe it. It is an act of love in the present and in the action of being alive. It's what being alive is for. It's the purpose of it. So, what prevents us from finding joy? This is where we can really begin to uncover and unravel the barbed wire, the moat of the pitfalls that keep us from finding our joy. As we get started, one of the things that is very important for us to realize that the existence that we find ourselves in at this time is one of utter chaos. The world is currently in a state of chaos. There is a great deal of anger and violence, conflict, and confusion. And we each are mired in this conflict and confusion. And in fact, we have been raised in such a way that we have absorbed this conflict and confusion. We have become sensitized to it so that very often we live in a world of reactivity. And it can be thought of as like the age of war, the nuclear reactor, the age of conflict, the division into polarities, the age of self-deprecation in which we have to apply ourselves to standards from the outside in order to reach a state of acceptance, in order to reach a state of success even. So as we begin to look towards creating our own sense of inner joy, we have to do two things. One is to be grounded in reality from the perspective of the world in which we live. I am not suggesting that we pretend that there are not difficulties in the world. I am not suggesting that we look out at people who are suffering and somehow pretend that this is not happening. It's important that we not place blame on people who are suffering as if they somehow did something to deserve that suffering or somehow destined towards that suffering. This is not the case. We are living in a time period in which things have escalated to a maximum level and have been subjected to chaos for generations. So I am not speaking as if the conflict we're looking at right now is all that we have been subjected to. If you look at the known history of our recorded world, if you look at the conflicts of colonization and genocide of Aboriginal peoples, if you look at the conflict of world wars and subjugation of peoples, if you look at the conflict of religions and wars over philosophy and belief systems, all of this is a huge bundle of what we are faced with in our current physical existence. So the idea is not to pretend that this is not the case. The object is to recognize what is missing, what is underlying this cause of conflict, and what is underlying this sense of needing to be on top, needing to be right, needing to be listened to, needing to be heard, needing to be in control. It's a very tangled knot. It's not even a web. It's like a ball of thread that has been knotted and tangled and increasingly so for many generations. So the objective here is not to go through that. It's impossible. Once we engage in that terrible, massive conflict of the world, it will absorb us into it. That is what happens in this matrix. We get absorbed into the nonsense, into the mess, into the low vibrational energies. So we see the problem. We understand that there is a problem. We see the suffering. We understand that there is suffering. So the objective is to, while not pretending that this energy of suffering doesn't exist, but to recognize it does. And in that recognition, allowing ourselves to create some distance, to create an expanse of self-created reality that gives us an alternative way of living in our world. And when I speak of joyfulness, I'm speaking of that, not so much ignoring what's happening around, but purposely and purposefully turning away from it and taking our sight and bringing it to the within, so that we can assure ourselves that we are connecting to that which will sustain, that which will ground us, that which will nourish us. And it's important to understand that we are not succeeding or triumphing by entering into and through the chaos. It may look so, but once we've entered into that chaos, we are becoming that chaos. We are supplanting the source within with the conflict that we see all around us. So this becomes a very personal and a very intimate journey. And as we embark upon this journey, one of the things that we want to keep as a signpost, so when you're traveling down the road and you're traveling in dangerous territory, sometimes you'll notice there'll be a side of the cliff where there's a big drop-off point. And along the road, there will be a rail that will provide a guide for you. So you could crash through the rail and still fall down the cliff. But if you're mindful that there is a guide along the side of the road, then you can keep yourself steady on the road and not veer off into the abyss. And one of those key signposts is compassion. Compassion is the mechanism that allows you to sustain your humanity. It allows you to look upon suffering with a sense of care and concern and love, forgiveness. All of these things are woven into compassion. The key here is to also hold compassion for yourself, to ensure that you look upon yourself with a great deal of care and a great deal of love, and create a space that is broad enough to have room for yourself to move within, to wiggle within, to make mistakes, to have successes, to be in a space of just not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, not having the answers, and not being held with your feet to the fire as if you should have all the answers. This is what compassion gives. It gives to yourself and allows you to give to another. So compassion is really the primary guide along the path. So whatever you're experiencing, whatever the engagement may be, if you are looking at another person, be it a homeless man on the street or woman, be it someone high up in a corporation in Wall Street, be it or some company that is polluting the earth, whomever or whatever the engagement, we need to have as that guideline a sense of compassion, enough openness to wonder what might have contributed to that person being in that place, either of suffering or of disconnection from their own humanity. We need that there so as not to be disconnected in such a way as that person that we may be looking upon. Compassion. And the balance of compassion on the other side of the road is a sense of non-judgment. So it's kind of a positive and a negative. So when we hold as a primary tenet of our existence not to judge, not to judge another, and not to judge yourself, so that if someone is doing something that you disagree with, well, certainly you can take action, you can speak up, you can bring forth a protest, you can run for a political office, you can engage with other people. There's many things we can do about things that need to change, but the idea is not to judge that thing or that person as evil or bad and look at it as a behavior, an experience, an energy, an entity that is conducting itself in a certain way that is not how certainly you would choose to conduct yourself. But we want to stay away from making judgments, because a judgment is a narrowing of our perspective and does not give room for us to explore the full meaning of that experience or the full meaning of that entity or the full meaning of an occurrence that's taking place in the world. Now, mind you, I'm speaking of a pathway into joyfulness. I'm speaking of opening the window, opening the portal that allows the energy of the source vibration to flow through you as naturally as your breath, to be as much a part of you as the DNA, as your cellular structure, as your organs, as your voice, as your mind. To be integral to your being is what joyfulness is meant to be. So we have these two signposts. On one side of us is compassion. So we ask ourselves, when we get into the rocky road and things are going on, that's what we check for. Am I being compassionate? Am I having compassion for myself? Am I having compassion in the situation? Am I having compassion for this person or entity I am dealing with? And the other side that we are looking at is judgment. Am I judging this person? Am I judging myself? Am I thinking bad of myself? Am I thinking wrong of myself? Am I telling myself that I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm stupid? That is a judgment. Are we doing this to another? So these are the two things that we must keep at our side, on either side of us. These are our shields from the self-infliction of chaos and pain. This is what keeps us in that middle ground that allows us to be whole and complete. And this is what allows us to begin to have enough spaciousness within to explore that inner part of our being that will bring forth this fountain that flows from the deepest isness of our self, of our being. So now I'm just going to go through a few of the tenets of this process, how we go about creating joy in our own life. And we can start by taking an expanded view. Realize that you may not know the reason for things, Never assume the worst. Wait to see how it all plays out. Hold an awareness that the worst events can be a catalyst for higher transformation. Events judged as good may lead to unexpected turn of events. Trust in your self-guidance systems. Accept help when offered. It is usually a mark of divine intervention. Become your own watcher. Pay attention to what's going on the inside and around you. Be kind and generous with yourself. Console yourself. Love yourself. Feel into the calm that underlies all things. Breathe into your heart to connect with the real self. Check in with your real self 2 or 3 times a day. Check in with yourself before making a decision, and then choose consciously. Stand up for yourself with conviction. Be passionate about yourself. Don't second guess yourself. In the end, if you're proved wrong, allow for correction and apologies and be humble. Never attack another and never have regrets. If something is going on, hold your thoughts of judgment of others as a background or inner information. Hold it as guidance for future decisions. But let the person being engaged prove you wrong or right by what they say or do. Just allow that experience to be part of your repertoire, part of your wisdom school, and allow these occurrences to inform your future decisions. Keep relations clean. Never blame, never judge, never hate. Every being is on their own journey, learning their own lessons. Whatever the situation or the behavior you encounter, it has nothing to do with you. Only you have to do with you. Everything you are and everything you experience is between you and your Maker, between you and your soul, between you and the higher self, between you and the Most High. And this covers it all. It is your life. It is your experience. It is for the expansion of your being. And that expansion flows through from who you are in this plane of existence to who you are at the source point of creation. Through time, through dimensions, through quantum realities, it is all about you at the center of this existence. And spirit is that which flows from the Most High to you. It is the direct connection. To look outside yourself for truth is to give away your power. To look inside yourself for truth is to bring yourself joy.
Infinity, vibrating silence. Just silence. His beauty. Maintain silence. His strength. Allowed silence. Is rest. Received silence. Is joy. Perceived silence. Is knowledge. Silence alone. Is being.
Now we're going to do a bit of a meditation in order to bring us to this space of joy. So we can start by relaxing our body. So relax by bringing yourself into a comfortable sitting position. Relax your brain and relax your mind. Relax the inside of your face. Relax down into your throat. relax the inside of your shoulders and relax down to the center of your arms, all the way into the hands and fingers. Relax from your shoulders down into your chest. Relax and calm your heart. Relax and expand the ribs. Relax and open your lungs. Relax your stomach. Relax your spleen. Relax your liver. Relax your kidneys. Relax your pancreas. Relax your bladder. Relax your colon. Relax your organs, your sexual organs. Relax into the bones of your hip and pelvis. Relax down to your legs, all the way to your feet and toes. Now take 3 deep breaths. Breathe as if you can take the breath in through the nose, all the way down to the tip of your toes. And as you exhale, exhale with a releasing breath, allowing the toxins, the disturbances, the worries, the fretting, all of that energy to leave your body with your breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Again, inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. And now return to your conscious breath. And by this, I'm asking you to be aware of your breath as it flows through your body. So as you inhale, inhale consciously and be aware of the breath as it flows into your body. It flows down into your chest, as it expands into your lungs. And be aware as the breath leaves the lungs, flows back up through your chest and out again, exhaling through your mouth. So inhale consciously, feeling the breath as it flows into your body. Feel how your body responds and expands with the inhaled breath. Exhale consciously, allowing your body to experience the breath as it flows up and out again. Once more, inhale consciously and feel the breath flowing through your body, reaching deep into your body. And exhale, feeling the breath, being aware of it as it rises and flows out of your body. And on the next breath, inhale consciously, but give your awareness to that space between, before the exhaled breath. So inhale again and take notice of that tiny space where the breath is silent just before you exhale. And as you breathe in again, breathe into that space, that in-between space of silence, and allow your awareness to stay there in that silent space, allowing the breath to move along its way, leaving you there in that silent space. Continue to breathe and be aware of your breath as if it's a wave or a breeze that's taking place above your awareness, and your awareness is deeply planted into that in-between space, into the silence of the within. And just allow yourself to settle in and sit within that space of silence, of quietness, of peace, allowing the breath, allowing the thoughts to move on their own way, going hither and there, inconsequential to the space, the quietness within. So, what do we do? What do we do when we enter into that space? Well, we do nothing. It is not a space of doing. It is a space of being. It is a space. It is the point from which the fountain of joy emerges within your body, flowing into your body from that part of your existence that is more expansive than we are in this reality, than we are in the earthly existence. So what we are getting in touch with is the true force that is underlying our very existence in this world. And it is in that space of being, of opening, of awakening, of expectation, of the allowing, that is where we find our truest power to create and have joy in our everyday life. That is the space we go to when 2, 3 times a day, 10 times a day, however many times you need to do it, we check in. That is the checking in. It's relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, relaxing your breath, and allowing your awareness to sink as deep within as you're able. And over time, that depth will expand to a place of absolute spaciousness. And as you drop into that, as you open the window, the door, the portal for that facet of your being, then the energy will come through. First, it may trickle through. Then it may flow through. And then it becomes as a tidal wave of energy, of something that will nourish and uplift you. And it is found within yourself. And this space, this nourishing energy of joy and love and acceptance and support is there for you from that facet of your being that birthed you into this body, that birthed you into this world, that has a purpose for you and many gifts for you to receive through this experience. But it's when we tap into that fountain is when we find that expression within our life. So it's really important to understand what we're talking about is not a definition for all that goes on around us in the world. That's all there. That is the field in which we've been implanted through our birth into this existence. But what we are able to do is to tap into the fullness of our existence from within the invisible realm, at least invisible to our human eyes, to our human ears, to the extent that we are wrapped into the earthly existence. But when we withdraw temporarily from the earthly existence and take up residence in the space of our connection, the space of our integration with our soul, with our higher self, and with our source creator self, then that purposeful energy flows through us. And just like you see a fountain rising into the sky, lifting the water high by the force of that energy, and then spraying out and floating down again, and then as it reaches back towards the source, it flows back into the source of its origin. And this is how we can live our life. We open the door to that energy flowing through. It lifts our life experience into the heights of what's possible. We spread out that energy into the world, showering the world with our gift, with our beauty, with our grace. And then it flows back again in a cycle to the source, to the soul, who takes that experience and drinks it in and integrates it into greater wisdom. And then that greater wisdom comes through again in the fountain of joy, rising up into your life, expanding into your world, into your experiences, into your relationships, sinking, seeping back into the earth, into the ground of your being, being woven into the texture of your soul, coming forth again with greater wisdom and greater insight. And this is how we engage in this cycle of life. And this is how we tap into this natural capacity for joy. That is what joy means. It's tapping in. It's opening up. It's allowing the flow of the natural being of who you are. And there's a way in which this process is all about you and that internal relationship. But there's also the awareness and the mindfulness that as this force, this power of joy, this power of connection flows through you, flows within you, it also flows through you into your worldly existence. It allows you to engage in connection with other beings who are here for the purpose of doing the same thing. And we are together building a world, building a reality based on this depth that comes through our being to create our world, to create our experience. And as we leave room and open up that space for the inner joy to flow through, then piece by piece, our life becomes joyful. We wake up in the morning and feel that tenderness, that love, that expectation has nothing to do with what our responsibilities might be or what we might encounter. We awaken with a sense of adventure, with a sense of wonder, with a sense of power. Whatever I encounter, I will transform. Whatever I feel, I will uplift. Whatever I do, I will construct. And you enter the world with a sense of connection that can move mountains with a sense of peace that can spread across the sky, spread across the room, creating an environment around you. And this is how we start out our day. Now, it may be that walk out your door and you get smacked in the head by something. Okay, we get knocked down. But then we have that inner strength to get back up again. We come across a disappointment. Something we thought was going to be great turned out not to happen. Something we thought would work turned out to be a failure. But okay, that's the way things go sometimes. We still have this fountain of empowerment, of joy to say, okay, what is this telling me? Because in the getting smacked down, in the failures, in the heartbreak, is another message. It is a communication. What happened? Why did this happen? Did I not see something? Am I engaging with an experience, with a person that has evolved to a level that's different than mine? Is it this the world? Is this the universe? Is this my higher guidance telling me that this is not the best path for me? Perhaps this person who broke my heart did me a favor that I didn't spend 10 years going down that wayward path. Maybe the business deal that didn't come through saved me from having all of my resources squandered. Maybe the world is offering me challenges so that I can reach to a higher level of perception of what is happening around me. There's no reason for me to have, or at least to hold on to, that sense of disappointment, or to hold on to that sense of hurt, or to blame that person, or to blame that experience, because it's all part of the greater flow and mix. But when we're connected to that inner fountain of joy and power, then we can know that we are held in trust, that we can look upon the world and say, okay, let me step to the right, let me step to the left, let me go forward, let me go back. We're not tied to any choice. We're not tied to any decision. We're not tied to any reckoning. We're not tied to what people say or what people do. We are truly liberated and free.